Mark, no probably easy way to approach the result of that game. You must be bitterly disappointed.
Yeah, you know, in the first half we're playing into a very strong wind. I know they're going to come out at us, and probably a little bit lucky really to not go behind in the first 10 minutes. And we sort of rode that out a little bit and started to come into the game with a few openings of our own. And at 0-0, sort of 10 minutes before half time, sort of reasonably content, think we'll have the best of conditions in the second half. We give such a poor goal away. Both goals we've scored today have come from, you know, us having possession of the ball and within one of their players having it, it's ended up in the back of our net. And then once the second goal goes in, you make a couple of changes within 2 minutes of that. Danny Lowe's pulled his groin, so we're playing with 10 men. No real way back in for us. And even then, you know, the couple of efforts that we have, Emile's shot gets cleared off the line and bounces straight back into the keeper's hands. So it's poor. The way we started the game, first 10, 15 minutes, sort of set the tone, and we just couldn't get ourselves out of that rut. But there were moments in the game, you know, their lad gets a chance, it's not a great chance, but he smashed it in the top corner. We've just not had that. When we've had our chances, we've not put them away. I think when Adam Smith came on, he put in a cross for Nicky Bosch with header, makes it 1-1. We've just got to be taking those chances at this level, and we didn't. And then 5 minutes later, it's in our goal and mountains to climb then.
A lot was talked about this bank holiday set of fixtures after a long run against the top sides. How damaged do you feel this has been this afternoon?
It's damaging, you know. We've got to win some games. We've got 7 left now. We've got to get some more points. You know, it's blatantly obvious. I thought we played well enough in a few other games, but I think you can go back through, you know, we're not in the position we're in because of today. We're in the position we're in because when we've been better in games, we've not taken enough chances. We've not been ruthless enough in both boxes. We've not been, you know, we've not got the points that perhaps really we should have at this point, and that's left us in trouble. You know, we need to get some points. So don't matter who we're playing, we've got to get them. And obviously there's a quick turnaround on Monday. We're making a few changes, that's for sure, and just got to pick the lads up, and we've got to go again. There's no point moping around about it. It's got to, you know, we've got to make some positive changes and look to win the game.
And in terms of changes, there's been one change that's been made this week that's certainly raised the eyebrows amongst the supporters, which is the loaning of Liam Dickinson out to Bradford Park Avenue. Can you tell us any more on that?
Yeah, they came in. On Thursday, you know, we've got players coming back with the likes of OJ and Tom Craddock, Adam Smith coming back in. Spoke to Liam, couldn't guarantee that he'd be starting games, and he wanted to explore the opportunity to go there. We've got Anthony Dudley that can come back in. We also had a move lined up on Thursday, which fell through when a player got injured in training on that day. So it's kind of fallen. Almost sums up the way it's gone through our season. But yeah, that's the reason that one happened.
Tough afternoon. Some of the plus points we were trying to pick out was the performance of Ollie Johnson and the fact that you had your first start out of him. What did you make of that this afternoon?
It was good to get OG on the pitch. He's certainly a player that we've missed all through the season. You know, the rain started coming down, the wind picked up the way it did. It probably didn't quite suit him, but it'll do him good to have got that game time under his belt. Nice to get him back out there. Shame we couldn't have had him out sooner, but hopefully that'll stand him in good stead for the remaining games.
Saturday next, Chester, and Monday next, and it's Chester. It's a very swift turnaround. Does that help us in terms of wanting to put right the performance of this afternoon?
I think so, yeah. You know, it's a completely different game, different opposition. We've got to put this one behind us, got to take confidence from you know, some of the performances we've had previously, and you know, at home. But you know, there's no. I'd take a shocking performance and an ugly 1-0 win. I think today, it's one of those games. You know, horrible pitch, horrendous weather, wind, rain. It's one of them where you've got to be able to grind something out. And if it wasn't going to be a win, it has to be a draw. But you know, over the course of the game, they probably had better chances than us. But having said that, the two chances they've had and the two goals they've scored, we've gifted to them. And we had to grind that one out, but we've not done that. We've just got to go into Monday, and we've got to win the game.